Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the sucker. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
4 o'clock on the dot. Tuesday, team lists have dropped, and it's a very, very eventful one. We post on the social medias that it was going to be a huge one, shaking up a lot of teams. Obviously, the Brian Toto news dropped. There were some whispers around 8 o'clock last night. A couple of the group chats I'm a part of, they hinted at it, didn't want to confirm it. It picked up strong wind today at about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then the news broke at about 2. Brian Toto out for up to 8 weeks with a syndesmosis injury. Sean Johnson also out with up to 8 weeks with a hamstring injury. That would see him done for the rest of the Supercoach season. That would, you'd think, would see Brian Toto out for the rest of the Supercoach season as well. Turmoil. The judiciary as well is going to throw up a lot of things as well with Luke Thompson, etc. Like, there's just so much to unravel today. And let's unpack it. Thursday, the Roosters taking on the Parramatta Eels. They do see Matt Ikavalu out and Billy Smith out, both those guys. The worst was feared, unfortunately, for them. They do welcome back CSC Watakiaho and Josh Morris. They also welcome back Ben Marshke, who is on the extended bench, who may be coming in for some relief. But Lachlan Lem's done a pretty fantastic job. So the Roosters building for the finals, getting some trips back, which is always nice, but did lose Ikavalu, Billy Smith. Adam Kieran will be pairing up with Josh Morris in the centres, with Joey Manu moving to the wing. So Manu owners, that may be good for you, actually. See some more attacking stats on the end of some polished attack on that side of the field that Ikavalu thrived on. For Parramatta, they welcome back Tom Opacic with Nia Cora dropping out of the side. So, yeah, look, pretty consistent from Parramatta. They've been quite lucky with injuries. They do have Mitch Moses, who is still out, but Jake Arthur's doing an okay job filling in. But a big tick to see Tom Opacic come in. And considering Parramatta are on the end of a pretty unexpected loss last week to the Canberra Raiders. An interesting note here, the fact that the bookmakers have the Roosters as a $2.50 underdog, I think I might be taking that all day. I took the Raiders line last week against the Eels, and I think I might take the Roosters head-to-head in this. I think just Parramatta, I don't know, it just seems like they're not clicking without Moses there, and I think he's a big loss, despite people wanting to bag him pretty consistently. The Tigers and the Warriors, the Tigers on paper look like they have a lot of ins and outs, but in theory, they see Alex Seyfarth, Junior Pauaga, Luke Garner, and Thomas McKelly drop out, with a couple of names in to cover them, but the big one I'd say was Alex Twal, moving in to fix in that utility role. I like Alex Twal coming in for the Tigers, obviously a very consistent, safe pair of hands. The Warriors, on the other hand, they have Avan Fillor-Blake, Chad Townsend, Jack Murchie, Leeson Armour, Matt Lodge, all out. Ben Murdoch-Masila, Jermaine Tanua-Brown coming back from his stint with the Dragons. They see Peter Hicku come in, Kane Evans as well, Sean O'Sullivan. They line up with Hicku and O'Sullivan in the halves, with Nikorima on the bench. So Nikorima owners, yeah, it's tough for them considering just how much stock was put into Nikorima a couple weeks ago. He was playing good footy and it's just sort of fallen off a cliff. Interesting that the Warriors also haven't named a full 21. I think they are struggling a bit for numbers, hence why they've recalled Jermaine Stewart-Brown to come straight back into the starting side. The Brisbane Broncos taking on the North Queensland Cowboys. They see Corey Pakes and Tom Flegler drop out of the side. They see Albert Kelly, Danny Levi, Jesse Arthurs, Xavier Coates on the extenders all sort of come into the squad. Apart from that, not a whole lot of changes happening here. Obviously, Flegler out with the suspension. For the Cowboys, Ben Hampton, Ben Condon, Peter Holler all coming in with no reported outs. Jack Granville has been named at fullback, who I think did a pretty good job last week, surprisingly. I know that he played a fair bit of reserve grade at fullback, but it's a different beast to be playing fullback up against the Melbourne Storm. I thought he did a fantastic job. The Cowboys played some good footy and were narrowly to miss the squad. As I said, interesting that Xavier Coates is on the bench, on the extendeds even. I don't think anything's wrong with him. I think Kevin Walters is just not playing him and being spiteful, not sending him to the Storm early, which is fine, contracted this year. But yeah, it just looks like he's going to be sitting on the bench until the season's up and his contract's up. the Dragons taking on the Rabbitohs. It's the Dragons still pounding with these suspensions. There's a bunch of Ians: Billy Burns, Braden Williami, Corey Norman, Jackson Ford, Jaden Hunt, Farmer Suli, Amoni, Tyrell Sloan. They've got Blake Laurie, Jack Bird, Jack DeBellin, Jermaine Tenua-Brown, and Josh McGuire all exiting the side. For the Rabbitohs, Cam Murray drops out of the side, which is worrying for owners that picked him up last week that traded him for Tohu, but they do see Campbell Graham coming back into the side, and no Tane Milne at all in the 17. News today dropped that Alex Johnson's probably looking at about 4 weeks, so that would see Mansour hold that left side for a fair bit. If you've got a bunch of trades, yeah, maybe look at bringing him in, but no one's got trades, let's be honest. If you've got more than five trades, you've done fantastically in avoiding all the injuries and holding your trades, but yeah, I think the Dragons are just so undermanned here with the amount of suspension they've got. I don't really see them posing too much of a threat to the Rabbitohs. The Knights and the Raiders, Bailey Simonson is on the extended bench. If people have held him for this long, fantastic, you might have another replacement. For the Knights, also Mitch Pearce is on the extended bench, who could provide a fair bit of impact for Kalen Ponga and free him up if he comes in to the halves. Phoenix Crosland hasn't been setting the world on fire, pairing up with Jake Clifford. But two big names tonight's welcome back: David Clemmer, who is on the bench, and Brad McBest, who will slot in for the centres, with Jack Johns and Dominic Young dropping out of the sides. The Raiders also, with Bailey Simonson, they also welcome back Elliot Whitehead, who I think will be a big inclusion for them. That sees Hudson Young move to 13, with Corey Hadowira-Naira holding his spot. I think the Raiders played with a lot of grit last week, and they might be too good to go down to the Knights here, unless Pearce plays. If Pearce plays, it might change things a little bit. But I thought that Frawley and Sam Williams played well together. They also welcomed back Jack White to take over for Frawley as well. What many would suspect to be the grand final matchup of this year sees the Melbourne Storm taking on the Penrith Panthers, and Penrith Panthers side who are far from feeling the side they would want to field for grand final week. Melbourne welcome back Cam Munster, Dale Finucane, Felice Kafusi, Harry Grant, Isaac Alimulimu, and Tom Eisenhuth, with Cooper Johns, Nelson Asfa-Solomona, and Trent Lorahio dropping out of the side. The Panthers see Isaac Tago, Jermaine Hopgood, Kurt Falls, Lindsay Smith, Matt Eisenhuth, Paul Momorowski, Robert Jennings all come into the side, with Isaiah Yeo, James Fisher-Harris, Tyron May, and Brian Toto dropping out of the side. Three big, big names there for the Panthers, with Fisher-Harris in quarantine with his wife welcoming the birth of their new child, Isaiah Yeo out with that concussion, and Brian Toto out with the syndesmosis, as we touched on at the start of the episode. Melbourne are just going to be way too classy here. Harry Grant named on the extended bench, Nico Hines named at fullback, with Ryan Pappenhausen coming off the bench. I think it's just going to be way too much firepower for the Penrith Panthers to even consider competing with. Hopefully, if this is the grand final matchup, Panthers are back to their best. They have been very, very lucky with injuries the last couple of years, and it looks like it's all unfortunately taking a toll on them at probably the worst time of the year for Ivan Cleary. The Bulldogs have one change to their 17 off the back of their loss last week. Runoff of Tony comes out, with Adam Elliott moving in. For the Titans, they see Anthony Don, Jamal Fogarty, Sam McIntyre, Sam Stone come in, and they see Patrick Herbert drop out. So a couple of extended benches there, but good to see Jamal Fogarty is back from that compound break in his finger. He's named on the extended. I think Toby Sexton played fantastic last week, and he's definitely earned his spot to maintain there. If Ash Taylor isn't too careful, could definitely see him dropping out, and it'd be a Sexton and Fogarty pairing moving forward. And the very last game of the round sees the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Manly Seagulls. They welcome back Aiden Tolman, Matt Moylan, Will Chambers, the other big inclusions there. They see Maureen Hot-Roddy, Sean Johnson drop out. For Manly, Cade Cust, Curtis Siren, Jack Gasecki, Carl Lawton, Kurt DeLewis come in for Des Hasler. He sees Josh Alloyer and Sean Kepi drop out. For Hamwal Olakau'atu owners, as I said, Carl Lawton and Curtis Siren both named on the bench could spell some kind of disaster for them. Obviously got as well Cade Cust, Gasecki, and Kurt DeLewis all on the extended benches. Not a whole lot to report with this team list. There was big shakeups that we knew were happening that were announced earlier. So thankfully the teamless Tuesday hasn't come as a massive shock because the news was dropped earlier. But still, nonetheless, it's always good to cover your tracks. The problem with the teamless Tuesday is, though, the players that have been ruled out are the ones that a lot of teams are relying on for the rounds to get them home. And I'm in an absolute world of hurt, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are too. But for now, keep your friends close and keep your pods closer.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.